UAE speeds oil pipeline to sidestep choke point risk at Hormuz Strait. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed announced on May 15, 2026 the acceleration of the West-East Pipeline project to double oil export capacity through Fujairah by 2027. The new pipeline will bypass the Strait of Hormuz by routing oil exports through Fujairah, the UAE and #X27's eastern port city outside the choke point. The existing Abu Dhabi crude oil pipeline, ADCOP, has operated since 2012 with a throughput capacity of approximately 1.5 million barrels per day. The UAE is fast-tracking a pipeline that will double oil export capacity through Fujairah by 2027, transforming what was once a prudent hedge into the spine of Gulf energy security amid a live conflict that has already severed the world's most critical oil choke point. Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed announced the acceleration of the West-East Pipeline project on May 15, 2026, during an executive meeting convened by the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC. The Abu Dhabi Media Office confirmed the pipeline is scheduled to be operational by 2027. The project doubles export capacity through Fujairah, the UAE's eastern port city that sits outside the Strait of Hormuz. The existing Abu Dhabi crude oil pipeline, ADCOP, a 380-kilometer link running from the Hapshan oil and gas field to Fujairah, has operated since 2012 with a throughput capacity of approximately 1.5 million barrels per day. The new West-East pipeline doubles that figure, though the precise expanded capacity was not disclosed in the government's announcement. Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid said ADNOC is well-positioned as a responsible and reliable global energy producer, with the operational flexibility to responsibly increase production to meet market needs when export constraints allow. The language is calibrated, production readiness is stated, but delivery is conditional on the very infrastructure now being accelerated. The practical weight of this announcement becomes clear when mapped against the current supply disruption. The U.S.-Israel war on Iran has produced a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, through which approximately one-fifth of the world's oil previously flowed. Iran has introduced a new maritime protocol in the waterway and has struck energy infrastructure across the region, including attacks on Fujairah itself, which set an oil refinery on fire and injured three Indian workers. For every barrel that cannot move through Hormuz, the question of where it goes next is now a wartime logistics problem, not a planning scenario. One-fifth of the world's oil previously transited the Strait of Hormuz. That flow is now disrupted. The pipeline race among Gulf states is the physical infrastructure response to that disruption. ADCOP at capacity. The case for the West-East pipeline. The existing ADCOP pipeline handles approximately 1.5 million barrels per day. To put that in context, the UAE produced roughly 4 million barrels per day in the period leading up to the conflict, a figure that ADNOC has signaled it can increase when export pathways allow. Even at pre-conflict production levels, ADCOP alone was insufficient to route all UAE production around Hormuz. The West-East pipeline, designed to double Fujairah's export capacity, addresses that arithmetic directly. The pipeline also addresses Fujairah's rising strategic profile as a bunkering and storage hub. The India-UAE Defence Pact signed on the same day as the pipeline announcement explicitly names Fujairah as a potential storage site for Indian strategic petroleum reserves. That convergence, pipeline capacity plus allied reserve storage, positions Fujairah not merely as an export terminal but as a regional energy hub with multilateral backing. The implication for capital infrastructure at Fujairah is now effectively underwritten by two sovereign balance sheets. UAE investment in the pipeline and India's commitment of up to $5 billion to deepen economic ties with the UAE, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his May 15 Abu Dhabi visit, provide dual demand anchors for the port's expanded throughput. The Gulf pipeline race, UAE, Saudi Arabia, and the Hormuz exit map. The UAE is not alone in this calculus. Saudi Arabia's east-west pipeline, stretching 1,200 kilometers from the Abqaiq processing center to the Yanbu port on the Red Sea, provides Riyadh with a Hormuz bypass of its own. Saudi Aramco CEO Amin Nasser has described it as a critical lifeline for the kingdom. Oman's geography is a natural advantage. The country borders the Gulf of Oman with an extensive coastline outside the strait. Kuwait, Iraq, Qatar, and Bahrain have no comparable alternatives and depend almost entirely on Hormuz for their export shipments. Caption: Gulf State Hormuz bypass capacity as reported May 2026. UAE West-East pipeline capacity figures were not disclosed in official announcements. Sources: Al Jazeera. The divergence between haves and have-nots on this table is a credit event waiting to crystallize. States with no bypass infrastructure face a compounding problem: stranded production, currency pressure from export revenue shortfalls, and sovereign credit deterioration. For institutional investors holding Gulf Cooperation Council sovereign debt, the pipeline map above is a risk matrix. India's $5 billion bet and the Strategic Petroleum Reserve play. India's exposure to the Hormuz blockade is acute. Roughly 90% of India's oil is imported, and approximately half of that volume previously transited Hormuz. India was forced to raise domestic fuel prices by 3% in the wake of the conflict. With 4.3 million Indian nationals living or working in the UAE, the human and economic connectivity between the two countries is not merely diplomatic. Prime Minister Modi's May 15 visit to Abu Dhabi produced a package with three distinct investment implications. First, the defense pact covering maritime security, cyber defense, and communications creates a framework for joint infrastructure protection. Second, the Fujairah crude storage agreement, under which UAE storage capacity could form part of India's strategic petroleum reserve, converts the West-East Pipeline's terminal into a multi-sovereign asset. Third, the UAE's commitment of up to $5 billion in India investment signals that Abu Dhabi views the Indian economy as the preferred downstream market for expanded Fujairah throughput. The implication for infrastructure investors: the Fujairah terminal is no longer priced as a single country asset. It carries the implicit demand guarantee of the world's third largest oil importer. The Opravate Equitique exit and ADNOC's production mandate 1 month before the pipeline announcement, the UAE left Opravate Equitique, citing national interests and what it described as its long-term strategic and economic vision and evolving energy profile. That departure removes the production ceiling that Opravate Equitique quota discipline previously imposed on Abu Dhabi's output ambitions. Read in sequence: Opravate Equitique exit in April 2026, pipeline acceleration announcement in May 2026, target operational date of 2027. The production ramp is not contingent on cartel approval. The export infrastructure is being built to match. ADNOC's own language, that it can responsibly increase production to meet market needs when export constraints allow, signals that the constraint being solved is pipeline capacity, not production capacity. The Opravate Equitique exit and the West-East Pipeline are the same strategic decision expressed in two different forms. Abu Dhabi is positioning to produce and export at a volume that Opravate Equitique quotas and Hormuz dependence previously prevented. Investment positioning: infrastructure capital flows to the bypass corridor for private equity and infrastructure funds. The acceleration of the West-East Pipeline represents a category of investment that does not often exist: critical energy infrastructure with a government sponsor, a sovereign offtake anchor, and a conflict-driven timeline that compresses the demand ramp. Three positioning considerations follow from the reported facts. First, Fujairah port and terminal infrastructure, including storage, bunkering, and LNG handling, will see throughput growth driven by structural rerouting, not cyclical demand. The India Strategic Petroleum Reserve Agreement creates a baseline utilization floor that is policy mandated, not market dependent. Second, the pipeline suppliers, engineering contractors, and construction firms serving ADNOC's West-East project face a 2027 deadline set by a government with no fiscal constraint on meeting it. Contract awards have not been disclosed publicly, but the compressed timeline implies premium pricing for execution certainty. Third, Gulf Cooperation Council sovereign credit bifurcation between bypass-capable states such as the UAE and Saudi Arabia and Hormuz-dependent states such as Kuwait, Qatar, and Bahrain is a trade that bond investors have not yet fully priced. The pipeline map in the table above is also a spread map. The Plaquemines view the market is reading the West-East Pipeline as an energy security story. Plaquemines reads it as a monetization strategy. The UAE's Opravate Equitique departure and pipeline acceleration are not defensive moves. They are the preconditions for a production volume that Abu Dhabi has wanted to run for years but could not, constrained by quota ceilings and export infrastructure. The Hormuz blockade, destructive as it is, has given Abu Dhabi the political cover to exit the cartel and the operational justification to build the pipeline. The conflict is the catalyst. The strategy predates it. The second-order play is India. The UAE's $5 billion investment commitment and the Fujairah Strategic Petroleum Reserve Agreement are not aid or diplomacy. They are a long-term offtake arrangement structured as a defense pact. India, the world's third largest oil importer, is locking in supply access through the one terminal that bypasses Hormuz. ADNOC is locking in a buyer. The bilateral financial flows are the equity cushion beneath the pipeline's commercial viability. The third-order risk, which the market is not pricing at all, is that Iran-US negotiations succeed. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that a deep mistrust between Tehran and Washington is the principal obstacle to a deal, and that Iran would accept only a fair and balanced agreement. If negotiations produce a Hormuz reopening, the urgency premium embedded in the West-East Pipeline timeline compresses. Construction contractors lose their deadline leverage. but the strategic logic of the pipeline does not disappear, it simply converts from a wartime necessity to a peacetime competitive advantage. The asset still exists. The export optionality still exists. The India relationship still exists. The Oprivate Equitique exit is irreversible. Plaquemines base case, the pipeline gets built, Fujairah becomes the dominant non-Hormuz export node in the Middle East, and the India-UAE energy corridor becomes the defining bilateral energy trade relationship of the late 2020s. Infrastructure capital that enters at construction stage, before the 2027 operational date, captures the ramp. The bottom line, the West-East pipeline is scheduled for completion in 2027. That date is now a hard deadline with sovereign backing, allied demand, and a conflict that has structurally altered the global oil routing map. Institutional capital that positions in Fujairah adjacent infrastructure, pipeline construction supply chains, and UAE sovereign credit before that operational date is buying into a government-guaranteed ramp with an Indian demand floor beneath it. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve Agreement between Abu Dhabi and New Delhi is the clearest signal that this infrastructure will not be underutilized. The only scenario in which the investment case weakens is a rapid and durable peace settlement that reopens Hormuz, and Iran's own foreign minister has told markets not to expect one soon.